We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My biggest thing is just wanting to clear my name so I can get back, you know, being in an environment that, you know, I'm most comfortable in, and that's being in the community and helping people and being that role model and leader, and also being on the football field with my teammates and try to win ball games. Never assaulted anyone, or I never harassed anyone, or I never disrespected anyone, or I never forced anyone to do anything.
Man, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Zach.
It's incredible what's going on with Deshaun Watson right now. We'll get to a little bit more of that. Right now, with our next guest, we're going to go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. David Weinstein, partner in the litigation practice group and member of the corporate compliance and white-collar defense team for Jones Walker. David, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you very much.
Good morning, guys.
David, thanks for coming on. You've been watching, like you do, all these sports stories for us and for TV as well. Deshaun Watson settled on 20. I'm guessing civil lawsuits. I'm guessing we're gonna find out. Something will leak out from one of the 20 or somebody, right? We'll find out how much that was.
They better be careful about how they leak it, because these are all confidential settlement agreements, and one of the first prongs of the confidential settlement agreement is you don't tell anybody or you lose the money that I'm paying you.
Wow,
you're right.
So let's get into it. How do you settle the last four? Are the last four not settled because they want more money, or they want some of his blood? What's your take on the last four?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think one of the plaintiffs was the first plaintiff, and she's eager to get a little bit of his blood and a lot of his money. He's going to need to up the amount of money that he's offered these people. Clearly, they're not interested in what he offered to the other 20, which surely has increased from the last rumors we heard, where it was $100,000. And so he's going to have to keep upping the ante until they get to a number that they agree to. One of the other things that his team can try to do, and they have similar provisions both here in Florida and in Texas, is make a settlement offer or an offer of judgment to them. And if they reject that and they lose at trial, or if the settlement offer, depending on the way the statute's written in Texas, is significantly less than what it was, then they have to pay his attorney's fees.
Ooh.
So there's another arrow in his quiver that he could pull out to try to force them into a settlement.
All right, let's say these four just don't settle, like, and they do go to court, like you said. How long could this take for Deshaun Watson to get this whole thing over with? How long could this prolong calendar-wise?
Depends on the NFL a little bit. If they go ahead and suspend him and impose some sort of a suspension, whether it's commissioner's list for the moment, whether it's a suspension with or without pay, and he doesn't have to play football, then these cases can move along during the next football season, and he'll be available to go to court, to take depositions, to engage in discovery. On the other hand, if the NFL continues to drag its feet, they don't suspend him, this man's got a job to do, and if they let him play, he's got to report to work in July. And so during the football season, there's very little time for these cases to move forward, and then they're going to drag out.
David, we've been talking to you for a long time about a lot of different things that have gone on, discipline with the leagues, and different things that players have done to get suspended or get kicked out of the league. This is one of the craziest ones, this Deshaun Watson one. How serious do you think this is going to be, and what could you see I know you're not hanging out with a commissioner and you're not his neighbor or anything. How many games could this be? And could it be the season?
It could be the season. So now they're in a game of chess with the Players Association. And as to what that initial recommendation is going to be, you know, they may seek a recommended suspension that's a little bit harsher than they thought it should be, of at least a year. That way the commissioner can come back down and reduce it to three quarters of a season. But, you know, based on some of the misconduct that they've punished other people for, and we've talked about this before, people who have and haven't been convicted, half a season, full season, two seasons. And then you've always got the wild card as well of owners who have engaged in conduct that arguably is similar and haven't been suspended at all. There was a story that came out yesterday about Daniel Snyder and right. some allegations in a lawsuit that he settled, and he's still operating his football team and not suspended at all. So, you know, where's the parity between punishment for players and right. owners? Same conduct policy.
Yeah, so that's the second part of this thing. He really does come across as a real piece of crap as an owner and some of the stuff. And, hey, listen, I know maybe he's not, but the image is right now that some of the stuff. Could you see them having the power to actually kick one of the good old boys out of that private fraternity, better known as a billionaire club, kick him out, make him sell?
You know, there's 32 private members of that private club, and who knows what kind of conduct that those people have engaged in. And if they push too hard and he pushes back
right.
and turns over a rock yeah. and somebody else is doing something, I mean, you know, there have been, again, these are all allegations. Nobody's proved anything, but there have been allegations made about Jerry Jones and some conduct that he's engaged in. So, you know, I don't know how many of the other 31 members of this club are going to be willing to push that hard against him.
Yeah, vote against the guy. You know yeah. the skeletons.
Hey, Robert. Are. Hey, right, Robert right. and Jerry. Really? Right, you right. two I hear on that list to get me out? Yeah. Huh? Let's talk right. about you guys. I've right. been with you a few nights.
David, how does Daniel Snyder's stuff with Congress and not testifying in front of Congress, but he's got business to deal with his Washington team, and how is that all going to square out? And can that be the kind of trump card the NFL needs to get rid of this guy without maybe having to vote on it just because of what's going on with him in the government?
Well, you know, they asked him to come and to testify, and the commissioner's going to come, and he's going to testify, and he's apparently got some other business that he needs to attend to. I don't think that's the thing that's going to push him out. I think, defying the request from Congress to come and speak is not going to be the one thing that pushes him away. It's certainly different than the allegations of the conduct, which is perhaps similar to other conduct engaged by other people. But, you know, unless that's the one thing that causes the NFL to lose its antitrust exemption, and I really doubt that it is, that one owner not coming to testify is going to do it, I don't think it's going to push the needle.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we got football going to actually start up, and your Buffalo Bills are looking real good. How excited are you, Mr. Buffalo Bill fan, about the way this thing looks this year with that team they're coming back with?
I'm very excited, Joe. We've plugged some holes. We've moved some personnel around. We've got a couple of receivers out there for Josh Allen. You know, the only thing I'm not too thrilled about is how much they're going to, and we're all going to melt in early September at formerly known as Joe Robbie Stadium when my Bills come down here early in the season.
We just hope it's so hot at halftime you got 20 guys puking out there at the halftime, man. That's where – hey, listen, you've won 7 in a row. Now you're being a pig attorney is what you're being on that.
Hey, David, we still got to go to Buffalo in December.
In a row.
Like, come on.
It's a good David, trade-off. You're a bad man.
Joe, you know, for every single game that we played in the 1970s, it was a loss for my Bills. So we got a lot of catching up to do. Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like you've just about even that 70s run out from the Miami Dolphins, David. David, thank you so much for coming on. Always appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure talking with you guys. Have a great week.
All right, that was David Weinstein from Jones Walker joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I always love talking about Michael Kotze and his experience of almost 30 years now. A couple of hot things going on right now. Everybody's got so much equity in your home. These homes just keep going up, and that just gives you more equity. And a lot of you need it for a lot of different things. Let's be honest, like fixing up your home. A lot of people are going, I'm staying in the home I'm in. I'm going to take some equity out, and I want to fix it. I want to get hurricane windows. I want to get a new roof. I want to get a new floor. Yeah, I know. That's what we've done. So, listen, I want to let you know if you're in that boat or just looking to buy a second home or take care of a rental property that needs some work on it, whatever. Michael Kotze's the guy to go to. And something else he always brings up with me, he goes, y'all want to talk about your age group, the group getting ready to retire. Reverse mortgages are smoking hot. For people out there that don't have quite enough money to retire, but they know that time's coming, but that equity could really help them out and being able to still stay in their home. Reverse mortgages are smoking hot, and nobody does a better job with them than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for You. So I want you to call or text Michael Kotze today with any question you have about any kind of mortgage, and especially if you're tired of working with banks and they want the perfect people and limited hours. You don't have that with Michael Kotze. That guy is built on 7 days a week and great service. Here's his cell phone number. Call or text him today, please. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.